We begin this hour with Assemblyman Jim Wood. It's been far too long since we talked to the Assemblyman. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
I hope you and yours are well.
Very, yeah. Very, very well, very healthy, and just trying to do all the right things to keep it that way.
Absolutely. And what's it like at the Capitol building these days? I mean, I know that most lawmakers are working remotely, and, you know, we've got this upcoming deadline of the end of August for you to get work done. How's it going, remotely speaking?
It's, you know, it's quiet. It's amazingly quiet in the Capitol. You rarely run into anyone in the halls, and we're limited to a maximum of one staff member at a time in our offices with us, and we really aren't having a lot of interaction except for the committee hearings that are happening. So we're doing a lot of work via Zoom and conference calls, and then those gatherings where we actually do have committee hearings. So it is a you realize. As we all do, when you're sheltering in place or whatever, how much you miss that personal interaction and what an important part of that is of our everyday life and the work that we do.
Yeah, amen to that. We all feel that way. Let's talk about AB 2644. This is your bill, and knowing full well what the situation is in Sonoma County with regard to the COVID-19 deaths in nursing facilities, skilled nursing facilities, this is very important indeed.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's really critical, and the reason we're doing this bill is that it's really critical that three things happen. One is we need data reported right away. Currently, by law, the statute is that if there's a death in a skilled nursing facility, they have 8 days to report that.
Eight days. Wow.
8 calendar days. And in a time of COVID, 8 days could mean that an entire facility could become exposed, that all the staff could become exposed. It is completely unacceptable.
Yes.
Now, currently, we are working under a governor's executive order that shortens that, and reporting it has to happen in a much shorter time frame. But what we're trying to do is to codify that into law, so that in the future, should something, you know, some other thing happen to us, or this pandemic extends, you know, much longer, that we can get this data, because we need to know as soon as possible when a death occurs so that we can be there to address it.
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah. Wow.
The second part is that, you know, it's, you know, because of the way this is spread, you know, the number of people who can visit a skilled nursing facility are really limited, so people can't get in to visit their families. And so what we're pushing for is that long-term care ombudsman, that's a representative, someone who goes in and advocates on behalf of patients in skilled nursing facilities, that they not be barred from entering the facilities. We need to know what's going on inside those facilities. And those are people that are trained. They're also taught with patients. So we need to know that patients are getting the best quality care.
And could this be a family member, Assemblyman Wood? Could that person be if they're trained?
It could be. There is a training process that people go through. But it takes a while. And right now in the state that we're in, that would be a long-term solution. Uh-huh. But in general, these long-term care ombudsmen are there to advocate for people who have no one. And that's the problem. And that's about 30-40% of residents who have no one, to really look out for them. That's what they're there for. And then the third part of this is that we want a full-time infection control person on staff. Seems simple. Seems like we should have done that a long time ago, but it hasn't been that way. And so we need somebody to really oversee that, to make sure that there's adequate PPE, to make sure that rooms are disinfected, to make sure that staff knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing with every patient and between every patient.
What's the oversight now? In terms of a professional looking over exactly what's happening in a particular facility?
Most of the facilities have someone who does it part-time. and the duties are some, you know, and it's part of it, it's a portion of somebody else's regular job description. And I think that we need full time coverage in this arena. Period. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, no question about that.
A disease that's transmitted so easily. So
absolutely. And there's also, you know, and this is a something that is growing increasingly frustrating. How we're feeling about the nursing home facilities around here and what's happening in them. You know, it's doesn't serve anybody to lay blame at this stage of the game. But this is obviously, I mean, 31 of our, I think it's a ridiculous amount of our deaths have come from these particular places. And so something's got to be done. Here locally, as you probably know, Jim, there have been efforts to secure another facility to isolate those patients who are positive in those kinds of facilities. But it's a slow process. And in the meantime, people are dying.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the sad thing. You know, I said, you know, I was on KSL, I was on with you guys yesterday, a couple days ago, and Steve Jackson.
And we were talking,
you know, the alarm should have gone up right away. I mean, we saw what happened in Washington and how this spread through assisted living and skilled nursing facilities there. That should have been the canary in the coal mine for every state, for every city, for every county to realize, whoa, we better really look at this. And I, you know, there were people who threw up alarm bells early on in March. And you know, those alarm bells, in my opinion, were heard, but they weren't heard with the urgency of the situation. And I think we're paying the price for it now, and it's really sad.
Absolutely agreed.
40% of the deaths in California are in skilled nursing facilities or congregate living.
Yeah, 40%. No excuse for it, really. No excuse for it. Yeah. There's also Assemblyman Wood, AB 890, and this, I think, is a great idea, too, expanding the role of nurse practitioners.
Yes, thank you. It's
relevant,
you know,
too.
It is, you know, there's huge challenges with primary care in the state. You know, the number of primary care doctors has actually been declining over the last several years. And in spite of efforts to do increased loan forgiveness to have people go into primary care for increased residencies, we're still seeing a decline at a time when population increases. So this is an effort that seeks to do what has been done in 23 other states that allow nurse practitioners that have adequate training, adequate experience under supervision of a doctor to practice without their supervision. You know, we have about 80 organizations in support of this. And my hope is that bill will actually be heard next Saturday. And we're waiting for the chair of the Business and Appropriations Committee to decide if he's going to hear the bill or not. But it passed out of the state assembly on a vote of 61-1. And I'm very proud of the strong bipartisan support for an effort that I believe is really important to primary care in California.
Yeah, anybody who has worked with a nurse practitioner knows that it is an extremely viable option for a doctor. And in many cases, they are the people who are willing and able to spend a little more time with us also as we talk about our own medical needs.
Absolutely. And they do. And they do spend more time. And they also, when you look statistically, they see higher percentages of people who have Medicare. So mm-hmm. These are older folks. And also people who are on state or federal Medi-Cal or Medicaid. And so, you know, that becomes even more critical that we've got a group of folks that are highly trained, that are there to provide care. And then in our own community, we give a shout out to that. There's an amazing nurse practitioner out there who's been treating the homeless and out in the field. And God bless her and her medical assistants for the work that she's been doing.
Very good work indeed. And we will follow AB 2644 and also AB 890, Assemblyman Wood. Happy to have you on this morning. And let's do it more regularly, shall we?
I'd love it. Anytime, Pat. Thank you so much. And have a great day.
Very good.